Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
I'm explaining the golf news to Bulldog here. I'm not sure I'm doing it that well.
It's fine. I did read most of that statement, but we've had the Golf Channel on in here most of the afternoon, and they keep just showing the text of this long statement about Brooks Koepka and other players who may want to apply for reinstatement in the PGA, and it's just... I need bullet points. You put a pair. It's that meme where it's like, boy, I'm sorry that all that happened to you, or congratulations. Yeah, I ain't reading all that.
Yeah. TLDR.
Whatever's appropriate here, I feel you, but I don't have time.
Don't have time.
This is too much.
We're wasting Sal's time. Sal Capaccio on the West Shore Hotline. Get to the injuries and some of the interesting angles from the Broncos matchup coming up here in round two. But first, Sal, I mean, just your perspective on... Oh, we don't have Sal yet. Oh, Koepka. go on. Sorry.
I gave you all my A stuff. I don't get anything more on Koepka. Everybody wants to see the good guys play, the stars. You know what? I don't like the way the whole live thing all went down, but fine. Brooks Koepka wants to play in the Memorial. I'm more likely to watch.
Are you though?
I'm watching no matter what. I watch the tournaments where the leaderboard is full of guys I don't even know anymore.
I'm not any more likely to watch, but whatever. Bo Nix, while we wait for Sal, led the NFL this season in two statistics. Pass attempts.
Okay.
He threw the most passes in the league, Nix, and game-winning drives. Seven. I maybe did not appreciate what Denver actually was this season, because I think of Denver as just being really good on defense and kind of just a plodding win most weeks. I caught them at the wrong time. Like, remember they played the Raiders on a Thursday night and won 10-7, and just, yikes. That's when I was bringing up Nix as like, no way he's getting replaced, but
right. The
Broncos might not think they're all set with him, and it's not that right now.
Right, he was better than that mostly. You might have caught him on bad weeks.
Maybe.
But he's not great. I mean, he does, I've said this a few times this way, and we'll get Sal Capaccio in on this part of the conversation. We're also going to review yesterday with Sal, but Nix to me is like he made a lot of decent throws down the field, but he also, it feels to me every time I watch him, he throws like five passes into the stands. Like he's just like, you know, which I know it's maybe just a more emphatic throwaway, but there's just a lot of, I don't know what the hell to do, bah. Which, you know, I don't know, maybe Sean Payton loves that about him, but
Sal, I guess Bulldog is saying heads up on Saturday right, on the sideline.
Right, right.
I'll be aware. You never know. He might want a check down with the altitude it sails my way. You know what I mean? Never know.
Right.
It flies out there. I mean, I was surprised actually today doing some numbers that he actually has a higher completion percentage than Trevor Lawrence for the season. I would have bet it would have been lower. They're both, I mean, he's like 63, 64. Trevor Lawrence is 61, maybe something like that. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. What,
depth of target, maybe?
A lot of shorts. Yeah, right. I mean, Sean Payton.
Yes.
Right.
Well, yeah, Sal.
They run a lot of that. You're right. The depth of the target is pretty low comparatively.
I mean, just to get you going on yesterday, I'm sure you'll not soon forget it.
No, not at all. Sorry. I mean, guys, it was intense. It was great. The environment was amazing. Lots of Bills fans. I'd say less than 2017, but still a whole heck of a lot of them, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still saying something. And then I think what I'll remember most is just when the ball fell into Cole Bishop's hands and the crowd behind me cheering, and then you can hear them kind of realize, oh, we just won the game. And, like, the roar dies down for one kind of second, and then it gets really loud again and sustained. You know what I mean?
Right. Moment to process, right? Like, yeah. Yay, we got an interception. That means we won.
That's right. That's exactly right. It was really cool. It was really cool there.
Did you ever doubt, like seriously doubt, whether Allen was going to survive this game?
You mean health-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time you see him, you know, going to a tent or, you know, come off the field and looking like he's looking, he's going to come back. But there's always a little bit of doubt in your mind of, what if he does? I'm looking for the first thing my job. I'm looking at Mr. Trubisky and see more of getting ready. Right?
Sal, I'm going to interrupt you and hit pause, and Zach's going to call you back because we caught you on a bad sell there and you started garbling.
Two for
so
two today.
We will we'll just kill a few minutes
Let's
here.
Hope that Bettman's mic works.
Right? I hope everything is all hooked up down at the arena.
Well, sure. I mean, it's not my best question. Could you have doubted Allen surviving the game? Of course. You could always do that. But of course, you know, with the way it was going, but it's just really more of a statement about how indestructible the guy has seemed. You never want to just assume that.
Right.
But, I mean, part of the story of this season is the sacks that he took. 40 after a season where he only took 14. I mean, they basically tripled in that department. Yesterday wasn't so much sacks as it was just like the nature of the hits he was taking in a couple cases seemed maybe not excessive, or maybe they were. But
yeah, right from the start, I mean, a guy land on his head. This looked somewhat intentional. The helmet,
it was a bit of an elbow. Yeah,
right. Yeah, there was some stuff, and I guess I learned about this today. I think Eric Wood told us an hour ago that Josh Hines-Allen said something about, like, you know, anytime you get send a guy like that to the tent or something, and it sounded like maybe they were a little more keyed in on that than the league would like, I guess. I'd put it that way. Bounty gate and all. So, anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I was saying to you guys before our connection issue. First thing I'm doing is looking to see if Mitch Trubisky's warming up, right? What's it like? What's it like on the sidelines? What's everybody saying? You know, Josh going into the tent. Once I saw the independent neurologist go in there, I'm like, oh, come on. Like, what's going to happen here, right? Is he going to be done with so early in the game? And then the knee injury happens. Then he can hardly walk. I mean, this guy, he seriously, I wrote today to preview the podcast we did, Matt Bovey and I. He was John Wayne and Superman all rolled into one. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, now just go do it again on a short week in the altitude in Denver against another excellent defense. Let's go through some of the news today, Sal. You were there for it. What are the headlines from the injury report?
Gabe Davis has a torn ACL. His season is over. That's unfortunate, obviously, for Gabe Davis. And I thought that, you know, he was a guy that the Bills really relied on and trusted. Not super productive since he's come back, but productive enough in a few situations. Tyrell Shavers is still having his knee evaluated. You guys know he did finish the game, but so did Ty Johnson last week, and he didn't play this week, right? I mean, so you never know what's going to happen with things like that. The other ones were Dalton Kincaid. Now, Dalton Kincaid, there was a picture last night of his being in a boot after the game. that was circulating, and Sean McDermott confirmed he was in a boot, but it was precautionary, and he'll be fine for practice this week, essentially. So he should be good to go for practice this week. It was precautionary. Didn't say anything about the knee for Dalton, so just mentioned the boot. So I think that's really good news, obviously encouraging news. This is a team in Denver, by the way, another team where tight ends have had some success this year against them. So I think that's a key thing right there. Jordan Poyer is week to week with his hamstring, so that does not sound promising for him to be able to play in this game. Other guys who missed the game are improving, including Ty Johnson, including Max Hairston. And they are, but he didn't give an update. I asked him specifically, do you think Max Hairston has a chance to play, to practice this week? He said, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. So I'm not super encouraged by that right now.
Yeah.
The really encouraging news, though, is they're opening up Ed Oliver's 21-day practice window and Curtis Samuel's 21-day practice window.
What do you think? We'll maybe get to those if we have time. You know, we'll have the whole week here. Although one fewer day, at least. Well, not for us anyway, but the game being Saturday instead of Sunday. I'm muddying the waters unnecessarily here. What do you think safety? Like Hamlin started practicing last week, so maybe he's an option. But with no Poyer, Sal, it seemed very clear watching on TV that they, Jacksonville, targeted Hancock once Poyer mm-hmm. was out of there. And I don't know, maybe you know more about just how much, like anecdotally, it would make sense that Poyer knows the defense obviously much better than a rookie and more seamlessly able to help disguising and flow from one look to another look without it maybe being as noticeable, or maybe they just don't trust Hancock to do a lot of that and it was a little more static. I wonder which, if you have any insight on that and what they do moving forward, because I suppose they could really coach Hancock up and hope for the best, but he was a target yesterday.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both in there. You know, there's a how much can we do? You can't do as much with a first-year safety in there next to a second-year safety who have not had a lot of time on task together. It's not just Jordan Hancock. It's the relationship with the other safety that matters.
Right.
It's how much those two guys can do that off each other. So you're kind of in a tough spot there. And then, so that's it. And then, I mean, Jordan Hancock, because he hasn't been playing primary safety and starting and all that, you know, just like Cole Bishop needed reps earlier in the year, you know, he needs these reps and he doesn't have them. So he was, to me, it was a tick slow as well, physically and mentally getting to where he needs to get to. Now in the run game, he's a little better. He came up, he lowered the boom a couple times, but in the pass game, recognizing. Now that said, I think the biggest reason why they did not make a switch there, I thought they'd go to Cam Lewis, but Cam Lewis is your primary dime safety. And if you make him your primary safety, now you're switching two positions when you go to dime. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that to me has to be okay, through the week now, let's reset. Let's take our breath. Who do we want back there? Now you have two choices. You can either make Cam Lewis your primary safety this week, which I think they could very well do. Let's see what happens because, you know, of everything we just talked about. Or you give Jordan Hancock a full week of all the starters reps and say he'll just be better this week than he was last week.
Right.
We've pointed out today that today's the day that practice squad contracts expire for the teams that are not in the playoffs, which means there are a few dozen new free agents today. With all the Bills' injuries, do you think they might dabble?
Sure, they might. I think that's more, if they do, it's probably just for their own future reserve contracts, maybe. I think you can do that because they already signed one guy. I didn't realize until last week, as long as you're playing, you could still sign a guy to a reserve contract, future reserve contract. So those guys could also do the same thing with other teams. We'll see where that goes. There's a lot of moving parts here. I would not expect the Bills to go and grab a practice squad player whose contract expired and suddenly play them on the 48-man roster this week or make him even on their own 53. I think that's a lot to ask right now. I think that's why you're getting Ed Oliver. That's why you're getting Curtis Samuel. There are people who've mentioned that Elijah Moore is on the Denver Broncos practice squad. That'd be great intel. Well, that's against the rules. You can't sign a guy from the off the practice squad of a team you're about to play that week. So that can't happen. KJ Osborne is out there. I saw his name.
Trent Sherfield, who's familiar. I mean, he was here just a couple of years ago. Not any kind of a great player, but familiar anyway.
Yep. For sure. And familiar with, that's right. And you could do that. I would think at this point, Curtis Samuel's probably your best option at wide receiver if you're going to do something like that. You never know. You know, I mean, it is the playoffs, so anything could happen here, but I think they, especially guys with a short week, a short turnaround, they have a walkthrough tomorrow, a practice on Wednesday, and then you're getting on a plane on Friday and going to Denver. I don't know how much you can bring in a guy and expect him to help you.
I mean, so add it all up. How big is the lift here? Denver isn't Kansas City in its prime or something where people think they're unbeatable. But, I mean, everything we're saying, just Saturday, yeah. Maybe even in the afternoon. I'd like to hear your analysis of how they'll decide that. But in that stadium, this is going to be a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And this isn't going to be like Jacksonville where you're going to see as many Bills Mafia going down there. I mean, you'll get Bills fans, but this is a traditional market with a very loyal fan base in Denver. It might not be a farther trip, right? But you get my point. It's a decent sized trip. They're not be dumping their tickets, you know, like a lot of the Jaguars fans may be. I mean, I saw some pretty much cheaper ones than I thought I would down there. So I think that's part of what you're asking. That's the environment there. And then, you know, the altitude is going to matter. And then they're off, you know, 13 days here. They're resting. Now, they did have to play that game that last week to make sure they sewed up the one seed, and they did. But, you know, and they got a fight from the Chargers in that game. But now you're going from Sunday to Saturday, and you have all these injuries, and then you have to add in a travel day on top of it on Friday. I do think it's a tough lift. But, you know, you have the same kind of a defense you faced last week from the run standpoint. They're very good against the run. I know the Bills did well last year, but they have very good metrics and numbers against the run. In fact, they're better than on yards per play against the run than the Jags. They're amazingly low, like less than 3.8 yards a carry or something like that. And on top of that, they get after the passer better than any team in the league, guys. This is a team that has the highest sacks per pass attempt than any team in the National Football League. And I think that's the biggest difference between them and Jacksonville. Offensively, though, they are much more challenged than Jacksonville. They're not as consistent. They can make plays. Talk about Knicks earlier. Knicks is just really good out of structure, out of pocket. He'll make plays out with his legs on the run. You keep him in the pocket, I think you have a really excellent chance to bottle them up. And they're not a great run team, but neither was Jacksonville, and they were still able to get for 6.7 yards a carry.
So how do you think the league is planning to go about scheduling these games?
This is all about networks, guys. It's all about networks. There are four networks, I believe, that have the games this weekend. All the four: NBC, ABC, Fox, NBC, ESPN, Fox, CBS. I firmly believe CBS would love to have the Bills and put them in prime time. That's my guess. That would be Saturday prime time. I think they would love that game because we know it's Saturday, and that's Josh Allen. They want Josh Allen in prime time. That's Nansen, Romo, and Tracy. Like, that's their bread and butter. What they would do. But let's say Pittsburgh wins. I think that throws a monkey wrench into the equation because it could be Rodgers' last game. It would be Steelers, Patriots, pretty traditional there. Drake May, maybe that gets moved and they go into prime time window, right? And that's and that becomes a Sunday night game or something. I don't know. I just think maybe that becomes a CBS game on Sunday night. We'll see. Because I don't think that there's any. You can tell me if I'm wrong, Mike. I don't think there's any determination yet on which network has which days yet, right?
No, I'm wondering that too. But I don't know of any. Like, would NBC automatically be Sunday night, Sunday late, rather? No. I'd have to look to see what happened last year. Well, that was Ravens-Bills, right? The Sunday 6 o'clock or 6:30 game was Ravens-Bills, and that was a CBS game. So I don't think there's necessarily any rhyme or reason to it, or at least that I know of.
And that's why they're waiting now. That's why they said, we'll wait till tonight to have the times announced, because I think a lot just hinges on if it's going to be Texans at Patriots or Steelers at Patriots. We don't know that and which network would want it. So that tells me that I think CBS is kind of toying with what they want to do there.
I wish I knew the pecking order. Like, is there a draft?
Yeah.
who gets first pick?
I don't know. It's a good
question.
I mean, is it just highest bidder? I have no idea.
We do know the games, which days, though. Bills and Broncos are Saturday. Same with San Francisco and Seattle.
Can I make this point, which is, I think, really notable for this week, okay? The way that the NFL operations for the roster work, if the Bills have to play at 4:30, they have to make their elevations on Friday. If they play at 8, they can make their elevations on Saturday. That's a whole other day to decide with some of these injuries.
What's the point of that rule?
I don't know, but it's the rule. And the rule is basically if you play on Sunday, you always have to do it on Saturday. Any other day, if it's prime time, it's the day of. But if it's before prime time, it's the day before.
Okay. Doesn't matter what time zone I'm in. This is mountain time. That doesn't affect it.
No, it's all based on Eastern for primetime purposes, I guess. But I do think that's notable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for sure. I mean, they might want to take some guys right to the wire here with the way this is, you know, gone for them this year and even just this past week.
You know, it's a short week when Sal is the leader today, this week on this one. We get to the referee on Monday, Carl Cheffers. Sal found out. They announced the refs for this game, Cheffers, which is a great name, but he seems completely humorless. It's not his job to be funny. But, you know, he seems to get
a lot of flags, though, comparatively to the rest of the crews. Now, it is a mixed crew, right? So we don't know. It doesn't have to be his crew. You know, there's some, might be one or two from his or whatever. He did do three Bills playoff games in a row, years in a row, I should say. Bengals loss at home, Steelers win at home, and Ravens win at home. He was the lead ref in those three games.
I'd like to hear him preface all his calls with, "It gives me no pleasure to announce this, but illegal shift."
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Number 68. He just has, getting this guy to crack a smile. I'd like to see, maybe Sal, if you can get a, take a shot at it. I don't know. All right. Well, thanks for, yes, anything else?
Can I just ask you guys one question? I know you didn't ask me for any questions. I am curious because I did not listen to your post game. I apologize. I sometimes am able to on the bus ride, and I didn't listen today. Like, I don't know your thought on the kneeling scoring situation.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have it, but I'm going to tell you, McDermott was great on that today.
Oh, good.
And I want you to find it and listen, and so was Joe Brady, but McDermott revealed that he actually, he said, "I raised my hand to take a knee." I'm like, wait a minute. And then Tim Graham asked him, "Well, if you raised your hand to take a knee, who overruled you?" He said, "I did, after thinking about it." Like, it was a real big discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, I said on postgame, and I repeated it again today, Sal, that, you know, optimally, of course, who doesn't want to run the timeout, right? Run 40 seconds off, leave them less time. But I don't know how rehearsed you are at not losing yardage on a kneel down. Like, right? I mean, the way Jacksonville defended that play, you look at it now and go, well, Allen could have just stopped short of the goal line and knelt. But you're asking guys to do something that maybe they haven't even practiced, which is one thing. You're in the end zone. Noise definitely would be a factor. Fatigue at the end of the game. All I need is a flinch on that, and I'm all of a sudden I'm back at the 6-yard line. Not to mention a flub snap or something. So yes, in a vacuum, run the timeout. That's what you want to do, and leave your opponent, you know, as little time as possible. But I think there's a lot of factors that you got to consider that at least make it a conversation and not like a, you know, a lot of reaction right after the game was how stupid. It was obvious what you should do. And I right away wanted to raise my hand and say they're based on a negative outcome, but the negative outcome is real. You know, you are in a cauldron down there. And furthermore, Sal, they've called that that motion on that type of play really arbitrarily this year. I mean, what isn't arbitrarily ruled on in the NFL? But like that play specifically, all I need is one side judge with like in his head, well, the league maybe doesn't love this play. Let me see if I can, you know, go score.
Oh man, I'm with you. I think you hit everything McDermott said. You just echoed him. He said exactly what you did. He echoed you because he said exactly what you did. In fact, Joe Brady might have too. But basically, all of that is right. I agree. I said immediately. We actually debated it during the commercial break or during a break or something on the broadcast. We talked about it. Me and Eric brought it up. Eric's like, "Well, do you think about doing this?" I think Chris and I were like, "No, you got to score. There is a chance for a fumble. There's a chance for a penalty." But here's the other thing that I think people are forgetting, and you're right, 100% Bulldog on how much – Sean brought this up. How much do you practice that? Like he said, people think it's easy to just say, oh, just take a knee and don't lose yardage. Well, who does that? Like you can't just decide that you're going to do that in that moment when you haven't done it. And the thing that Joe Brady brought up, you know, they didn't know Jacksonville was going to let him score. Sure, there's a high likelihood. But what if they decide to push back on a kneel down and suddenly Josh gets tangled up? Or something like that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. You have to weigh all of those variables. Now, the thing that was cool was Sean said, too, they always go over these situations. He said, because of the quick turnaround, they haven't, but he's going to get together with his game management staff this week to talk through that situation specifically and go over it. He goes, it may never come up again, but we're going to go over that and decide, like, what the benchmarks are of what we need to do basically in those time frames.
It's been said, plus on a kneel down, you're not worried about how many yards you're losing. You just don't want to roll up on your center. Like you're, on a play like this yesterday, they tried for a 0-yard gain on a kneel down. You hope the center doesn't get pushed back. Then you're just sort of landing on his lower legs.
Right, and you're giving up ground. Right.
All right, thanks, Al. Thanks for bringing that up, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline, his appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Very good that he brought that up. I'm doing ref jokes. Sabres in Florida tonight, pregame at 6, with the announcement expected to be about another NHL draft coming to Buffalo. The commissioner is in town. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here for your calls at 803-0550. It is Football Monday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.